Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Michael Yan at Michael_Yan at Twitter, now known as X, for Michael's reporting. Colony Ridge. This is a very fast-growing amount of land and settlements on that land north of Houston in Texas, Liberty County. New York Times is now covering the story within these last days. Michael discovered this with his colleague some weeks ago, brought it to the attention of the Texas legislature, who brought it to the attention of Governor Abbott. And the legislature and Governor Abbott are now investigating the questions about how this land is being developed, who's paying for, who's giving, providing down payments, how they're being financed. And the New York Times headline tells the story. I don't have to. Goes the big head. A Texas community attracts migrant homebuyers and Republican ire. You will recall that the state of Texas is governed by mostly Republican politicians. Republican ire would be a way of talking about Republican Texas government. The subhead, however, tells the story. The development near Houston offers cheap land and unconventional financing to buyers, many of them undocumented migrants. Governor Greg Abbott has called for hearings. Michael, but there's been development. Not that you have not communicated all the accurate information to the Texas legislature, which has obliged Governor Abbott to call for hearings about the inconsistencies in the Colony Ridge story. No, the news is the New York Times was compelled by these revelations to run a story about Colony Ridge and in the subhead acknowledge the problem. Undocumented immigrants with unconventional financing, that would be $1 down, you owe me $500 in a week, and that would be cheap land. I see a picture in the New York Times, a double-wide trailer for $81,000 or $91,000, and a single trailer for somewhere in the 50s. So the trailer goes on land, you own it, the school system is not adequate, they're building very quickly. The trouble is, there's indication that the financing is shaky, that the people who are putting the financing down cannot afford it, and that the state of Texas was unaware this was going on beforehand. So I say to you, Michael, and all your colleagues who developed this story, it never would have been in the New York Times if you hadn't brought it to the legislature's attention. Well done.
Thank you. That was our team, an extended team, including Todd Bensman, who wrote his book Overrun. I know you know Todd and have had him on. Todd, in the last chapter of his book Overrun, he talked about Colony Ridge, and then Todd took me out there. Todd Bensman took me out to Colony Ridge, and we came back with an airplane because it was too big to drone, and then came back with a helicopter several times and took a couple congressmen and Daily Wire and others up there, and that blew it out. And then we proceeded down to SpaceX, spent 2 weeks down there, and then magically Elon Musk showed up at the border. And so this is not a coincidence, by the way. We intentionally were provoking this. And so the bottom line is we keep putting out fires. We need to start putting out arsonists, because the fires will continue until the arsonists are gone. And we just keep looking at fires, whether it's Italy versus Germany or Abbott versus Biden or all these sorts of things, instead of saying, look, all of you people need to go. Right. I mean, these are the people that are causing it, including Greg Abbott. Greg Abbott, I know he's coming forward with the hearings. I'm getting messages this morning from various congressmen, by the way. But at the end of the day, again, Greg Abbott is an arsonist.
Michael,
and so he's not going to stop doing his arson.
Let's concentrate on that bit about unconventional financing. What do you know about how undocumented immigrants who have arrived with, we presume, either they've arrived having been identified by the Border Patrol or having us bypass the Border Patrol, undocumented immigrants arriving in a setting where the buildings are inadequate or going up. What about their financing? How does it work?
Well, they since they don't have great rights to help them out of these jams that they get into with these sharks, the people will just allow them to take out financing packages, which allow the developers to then take the land back the moment they don't make a payment, and they just recycle the land. It's an old story, and they're just redoing it. And so the bottom line is if you fly over Colony Ridge, which anybody in Houston can do, just go rent an airplane and go fly over it and look at it yourself, or go drive down in it. There are public roads down there. You'll see there's obviously a lot of money involved. This thing, according to Daily Wire, is about 60 square miles, about 60 square miles. It's huge. That's why when Todd Bensman and I went there and Todd put the drone up, I said, wow, this thing's way too big. We got to come back with an airplane. And we did. And it was too big. We couldn't get high enough that day. We came back later with a helicopter. The bottom line is it's going to, this isn't the only one. There's other places around the United States will pop up just like this. And again, you see all these people like Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, coming down to Central America and whatnot. It's all show. They're not doing anything. They're just saying, hey, it's an emergency. Let's go do something. Listen, anybody who's studying Darien Gap, bottom line, if they don't reach out to me, I'm the one that's down here the most and knows the most about the situation. If they're not actually reaching out to my team, they're not serious. And none of Eric Adams' teams reached out to anybody on our team, right? They're not serious. It's just photo ops, and the invasion will continue. If he were here, I would say, let's take a helicopter. I'll take you down there and we'll fly over some of these things and we'll land in them. And I will show you how this is growing. This is going, you can easily, these numbers will double by January. That's clear. That'll be dry season and the camps are growing.
I want to stay in Liberty County because this is the USA. They're through the Central America. They're through the gap. They're in the USA. This is Dan Patrick, the Lieutenant Governor of Texas. This should not come as a shock to anyone. Where does President Biden think the millions of people he has allowed into the country are going to live? The federal government drops thousands of people in the streets every day in Texas and cities across America. That is what you're describing, Michael. And not just Texas, Manhattan too. And the boroughs of New York are now seeing Manhattan move some of the people out to the boroughs and their protests to reject those migrants. So, and San Diego, I don't have a way of expressing what are they going to do for 13,000 people who don't have a place to stay that night. I read there were only 250 beds in all of San Diego for the homeless. Homeless used to be a problem in San Diego. Now completely overwhelmed by the migrant problem, who are young, they have strength, they're not desperate. They're not drug addicts in any fashion, but they're without documents. They have cash, and they may or may not have an address. That's the same in New York. New York is not being overrun by migrants who are troubled by fentanyl. That's the homeless problem. It's being overrun by migrants who are young, want to work, a lot of single males, but a lot of families with children. And the government of the United States and the government of New York and the government of Texas are all aware of it. And to your reporting, which has gone on for 2 years plus now, no one has stepped forward with a solution. Is that correct, Michael?
Yeah, because, this isn't a crisis. This is not a crisis at all. It's not a border crisis. It's not a migration crisis. This is a war. And until people recognize that you are at war and you will be killed, right? These people that are coming in are a replacement population, period, right? War is what I do. It's my business. I've been doing it all around the world for many years. And I've been in a lot of wars and conflicts, and I know what I'm seeing. I'm seeing the cancer. This is a weaponized migration. They are coming to take your homes. They will not be homeless for long. They're doing the same in Netherlands. They're doing the same across Europe. They're more and more are coming into Japan as well. I'll be going back to Japan soon on the same issues. This is an outright war, right? Now you see the war kicked off here in Israel, right as these camps are increasing in size and daring, you're going to see people flow through here in record numbers, and they're all going to be feeding back into these cities. Colony Ridge is just symptomatic. I mean, that's just another spot. When you look at this thing the way I look at it, which is often through a microscope, I'm down feet on the ground, but I'm often looking at it from the orbital view as well. And on the orbital view, this is the destruction of Europe and the United States and Japan, and it's coming, as well as Australia. And it's Camp of the Saints type stuff. It's unfolding right before people's eyes. They will not be homeless for long. Stalin did this with the kulaks. Mao did it. Pol Pot did it. Old story. They're just going to come and take your land.
There is a suggestion in the literature that there is a plan. There is a suggestion, and the plan is in the Kremlin. The plan is in Beijing. There is a suggestion, no evidence, because the nature of an operation like this is that there's not going to be evidence. There won't be. You just have to ask who benefits. Who benefits from in undermining the civil peace of the United States of America? And everyone who is benefiting has an address. I'm certain the audience can guess at those addresses. Michael Yon, he's in Panama now. Who knows where he'll be a week from now? Michael_Yon, @Michael_Yon is the easiest way to watch Michael's reporting, the videos, the still pictures, the summaries, the heads up about the Darien Gap. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
You ever wonder how far an EV can take you on one charge? Well, most people drive about 40 miles a day, which means you can do all daily stuff no problem. Go to work, grab the kids at school, get the groceries, and still have enough charge to visit your in-laws in the next county. But they don't need to know that. And the best part? You won't have to buy gas at all. The way forward is electric. Explore EVs that fit your life at electricforall.org.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives. Blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.